Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Scott Bogman. Everybody, Scott Bogman is here. Hands up, clap.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, we have a celebrity in the house.
That's
Scott,
right.
A.K.A. Steve Bogman, in the house. Pew, 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 pew.
You know what I you know how sometimes when you're going to sleep or whatever, maybe you don't do this because you're not single, but sometimes I'll just throw something on in the background that I've seen a million times, right?
I actually do I only do this half the time. What I'll do is I put on my headphones and then I'll listen to usually some, either it's a music mix or it's usually a comedy special, most likely like a Bo Burnham, or if I'm angry, right, it's Bill Burr. And I consume it. It's not quite in the background.
Yeah, because Bo Burnham's calm. Anyway,
and Bill Burr is calm too.
Right. So yeah, that should help you go to sleep when Bill Burr's screaming at you about how your kids are going to be millennials.
Me and my wife, we get in like a fight, and she's like, something's changed over the last like 6 months. You're really deep in that anger, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I gotta go to bed. I gotta listen to Bill Burr. And I just wake up. Like, actually,
that
Bill,
calm you down, right?
Bill Burr does this bit where he's talking about, he's like, I didn't realize that your dogs will actually pick up your own insanity. He's like, so, you know, I'd get home and I'd wrestle with my dog, you know, so like he needed to like fight for affection. And then, you know, we would go out and then we'd be walking around and, you know, someone would like cut us off and it'd be like, hey, buddy, blah, blah, blah. And the dog's like, yeah. And then like the dog is just conditioned to take on every bit of you. And he's like, I didn't realize that. That's essentially what's happening to me. I consume the things and all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, oh, let's go. What's your problem? Why are you getting cut off?
Yeah, wake up with a shot of caffeine. But so I started putting on Lost in the background, like when I'm trying to go to sleep. I've seen Lost a million times, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, but I'm missing parts because I'm falling asleep.
Are they going to get off the island?
But I don't know. Season 1, I can't remember what they do in that show. So, but I don't know if you remember this, but there's 2 people in that show that get confused for each other all the time. Do you remember what their names were, the Welsh? Do you remember?
The 2 that get
Scott and Steve.
No, it's not.
I swear on my life, it's Scott and Steve, because one of them croaks, one of them drowns, and Sawyer goes, oh, I guess old Steve kicked the bucket. He goes, dude, that was Scott.
Oh, no.
I swear to God.
Are they like...
I think Nick Pollock wrote the show.
Are they like... Nick Pollock, yeah, they're pictureless. Are they like Red Jackets? You know, like the Star Trek, the Red Jackets? The guy, if they have like a red shirt on, or red shirts, I guess they call them, that you know that they're expendable characters. Were Steve and Scott red shirts in Lost?
Apparently, yeah, they are in Lost and in the pictureless expert draft. So,
okay, so Scott died before Steve.
Yeah, he did. So Steve lives on, apparently.
That is unfortunate.
So maybe it's better that I'm called Steve. Maybe I'll live longer now. Who knows?
Maybe that's the idea. How is the rewatch going? Like, is it holding up?
It's fine.
I remember the pilot episode, watching it live on the air, and like the feeling of like when how it ends, where they're all like on the beach and it's night and the trees are shaking and you're like, oh, are there like dinosaurs on here? And the mystery of it. And then, you know, the show ends and it's just like, these dudes did not know what they were doing. They didn't know where they were going. They wrote themselves in. Like, the Breaking Bad guys have been known to, one thing they like to do is they would write themselves kind of into a corner, and then they would, you know, they would just build a storyline through that. I think Lost attempted to do that, and they got to like season two or halfway through season two, and they're like, hands up, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know where to go from here. And they're like, all right, more polar bears.
We did forward flashes. We did backwards flashes. Let's time travel.
Yeah, bring them back. Let's move the island. Let's do that. There's a secret polar bear.
Oh God, I forgot.
Let's put a steering wheel in the island. That's what we'll do. That's how we're going to get this going. That's what they did. They apparently can steer the island.
Spoiler alert, right.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for the spoiler alert.
Sorry if you haven't watched Lost and only ended 5 years ago.
Yeah, apologies for that.
But yeah, I just thought that was funny that Scott and Steve were, because it's like a couple of it, like the first time I saw it, he's like, hey, your name's Scott, right? He goes, I'm Steve. And he goes, oh yeah, that's right, dude. I'm sorry. And then
you have to pull that clip.
Oh yeah. Well, there's like six of them because they do this throughout the whole show.
I mean, you got to pull like a couple of them and we'll decide.
Yeah, I'll try to find them. I'll see if they're on, they're on any of the places. So YouTube or any of them, but,
that's funny.
Yeah, I just thought it was so funny because I was like, oh my God, I have to tell them about this.
That's
so
funny that that's like a life one, because I think many people have experienced this. I was like, my mom and her brothers and sister, like, they were kind of a bigger family, you know, four kids. I was the only grandchild for roughly 25 years.
Jesus.
So what I know. So what ended up happening was I became, you know, ooh, lucky me. I became like a pseudo version of like that portion of the family, like, you know, like almost like the brother that's in there. So again, lucky me. But what would happen, and I think people with siblings and stuff will understand this, parts of the family will end up calling the youngest the previous youngest. So my Uncle Jeff, everybody, my mom, my uncle, her sister, they would all call me Jeff, who is their youngest brother. I went through my life being called Jeff. Everybody has that. If you have some form of a family like that, you end up getting called something, but it's relative to your family. I think Steve and Scott is just the world's version of that.
It's the world's version of that. Okay.
Yeah, I think
I mean, my grandma used to call, whenever she'd get frustrated, she would yell someone else's name at you. She used to call me my cousin's name, Lance. She'd say, Lance, why do you do this? Why do you upset me like this? I'm like, well, my name's Scott, but I don't know why I upset you like
this. Make her even more mad. So, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
If Nick, the pitcher list, he followed me back, by the way, like a week ago, because I follow him like a long time ago because I'm a nice guy like that. And he never followed me. And then like a week into our onslaught of him disrespecting your name and doing a very nice draft and him doing it unintentionally for the most part. So he followed me. And as soon as he followed me, I saw it and I was like, here comes the DM. Like, here comes the DM. It never came. He never came. He just followed me, and that was it. He's just like, oh, those guys are D-bags. And then he followed me and didn't. I thought there was going to be something about the DM of, like,
I think he's figured out my name. He didn't say anything. He did DM me to tell me
that you were up.
He liked my David Peralta pick. So,
oh, great. You should have been like, I love Davis Peralta, too. Call it something. You should have said,
I actually like my team so far in this draft. You want to hear it real quick?
By the way, if he messages you, you should say, hey, thanks, Nate. That's what you should do.
My team here, I've got Yelich in the first round. I picked eighth.
MVP.
Then I came back with Stanton and then Clayton Kershaw, Mondesi. Adam Bertel, Mondesi. Madison Bumgarner, Jose Abreu, David Price, Miguel Andujar, David Peralta, and Michael Brantley.
I like it.
Yeah,
I actually like it a lot. We'll have to look through there. A nice little tease, too. I think, I mean, in the worst and best way, ITL Baseball will be coming right around the corner. We'll probably have some type of a primer episode in December, and then we're back pretty much full time in January, if you can believe it, Boggs.
Yeah, I think, well, aren't we back in February? Isn't
yeah. that yeah, season starts in March. We should probably come back then.
Yeah, no, and we got the season's a lot. Extra early this year, too.
I know. We got a lot because we, well, might have to get that. We are working on a book, so everyone please support us and make us not want to throw our computers out the window and never do this again, because how else are you going to get more great stories like this with Lost and Mondesi's and Steve's and Scott's? Where are you going to go for that? A little bit later on the show, I want to tackle and get your answer on this. You're going to have to play them both, and I'll prompt you for it. There are two movies coming up. And, I mean, it's all the rage right now of, you know, like new streaming companies and all the new great shows that are coming up on Netflix and Hulu and all that type of stuff. But the movie industry has been a tad bit quiet, I think, of blockbusters. And there are two movies coming up right now, which I think some in the movie industry might feel like, all right, here we go. These are going to be big dogs. That look like the absolute worst movies that, I mean, I don't know what the person thought they were doing in the trailer, but it couldn't look worse. And I want to get your opinion. Maybe I'm way off on it. So we'll talk about that. We'll do our DFS lineups. Our guy Drew giving us the update on where we were.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
We really need that update, Drew. Appreciate it, Drew.
One of my best follows in the last couple months is Drew Snyder, Mr. Boom Shakalaka.
One of my best unfollows.
There you go. But we're going to go through DFS stuff. We're going to go through week 11. Might sprinkle some basketball in here. I've got some stuff I want to talk about. By the way, also, Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh, brand new hosts on NBA's, yes, that NBA, at NBA, on their new podcast, NBA Sound System. They've got a product going on, courtesy and via Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bogman and I doing a Monday through Friday show off and on and doing some cool stuff that people can go check out. So go support us there. But we'll get to all of those things here shortly. What I want to ask you is a very, very important question.
Okay.
It's a what would you rather, or all what right. is worse?
Okay.
Steve Bogman, what is worse?
Being called Steve is worse.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Mike McCarthy's coaching decisions or Markelle Fultz free throw shooting?
Well, I'm going to have to say Markelle Fultz, because you should be able to at least audible out of some of those coaching decisions.
I guess Markelle Fultz could just not be on the court to shoot. I'm not sure, and I was a Mike McCarthy guy. Mike McCarthy was an offensive coordinator for the 49ers for that 1 year.
By the way, weren't they awful when he was the offensive coordinator? They were pretty bad. They were horrible. Because I remember a lot of people in Green Bay being pissed. They're like, why are we taking the offensive coordinator from a two-win team?
No, I don't think so. That was a Harbaugh.
The year before that.
No, I think that was the year that he found success. It was Alex Smith. And the whole goofy thing when he went over was that he was a part of the decision-making of, I believe, of taking Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers. If I remember correctly. I might be wrong. I believe he was in some capacity in that. But the Thursday night game, I mean, I thought the Packers were going to take that. Seattle played well, but that call with I know we could argue it, and maybe it's not something to pick apart, but with the Packers down by three, they really could not stop anything, and it's fourth and two after Rodgers did throw to the wide. I think it was Valdes-Scantling, whoever. To his feet, and there's about 4 minutes left. Mike McCarthy choosing to punt when they couldn't stop anything was one of the wildly ridiculous calls I feel like I've seen in coaching since, like, Pete Carroll. And maybe I'm being more dramatic about it. I just could not believe that when he went for the punt, I was like, well, you're not stopping anything. And sure enough, Chris Carson run right through them. Penny Carson, didn't matter who it was, running right through their ass. And he got put to the woodshed after. And now we've got reports that Mike McCarthy's job at the end of the season, it's very questionably on the line, and people are calling for his head.
Well, I mean, someone had said, I was doing my Thursday night stream, and I think Dusty hit me up with a, you know, someone said that he's going to be the head coach of the Browns by Tuesday. And I'm like, Tuesday. And I'm like, do you mean by this Tuesday, or they said it on Tuesday? Like, which one was it? And he said, no, that he's going to be fired after this game, and then the Browns are going to hire him as the new head coach. And then I, you know, that was before that horrible play call. And I'm watching it and I'm going, man, maybe he is going to get fired. That was such a bad call. I mean, I know that you're in a bad position or whatever, but you got to go for it at that point. Your defense has not stopped anything for three quarters.
Yeah, I mean, so, the big question was kind of like the spacing where they were in on the field. But at the same time, this is the point, Bog, right there. Here's the logic behind it. Like, if you give them back the ball, you have to stop them to get a field goal. And then you get a touch. Like, either way. So if you're punting it, you're like, okay, our defense, we can stop them, and then we're going to get the ball back and score a touchdown. But the same logic should go, we'll go for it. If we don't get it, we have to stop them. They'll kick a field goal, and we'll get the ball back to still win the game. So the logic
same situation.
Yeah,
and it's asinine. The only reason they're in that situation is because they burned the timeouts before. And there was a questionable call before that they weren't able to challenge because they were hoarding that one timeout that they had left. So it was bad all the way around last night from McCarthy. And by the way, the Niners were 4-12 the year he was there. Now, he was the offensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints when they started to find success with Drew Brees.
That makes sense. Well, NFL Network's Mike Silver, he's reporting that there's, quote, a growing sense that McCarthy is going to be replaced after the season. I think it's tough for them to do it now. To make matters worse, Jimmy Graham, he has got a broken thumb, and they have left the timetable open, but David Chow of the San Diego Union-Tribune, he had kind of tweeted out that the expectation is this is like a 4 to 6 week return. So, I mean, not that Jimmy Graham was really doing anything in the offense. Aaron Rodgers could get nothing with him at all. But they've had continuous injuries. They've got bad play calling. You know that what's going to happen now is Mike McCarthy is going to put the pressure on that might put them in making more stupid decisions. The Packers, McCarthy's gone no matter what, because if they were to make a run and make it to the playoffs and then they get bounced in the first round, he's immediately fired. If they don't make the playoffs, he's immediately fired. There's nothing that this guy can do but win the Super Bowl, you know, to save his job. I think they've got to make that change, and I think that's on the precipice of it. And sometimes you wear out your welcome. Steve Mariucci with the 49ers had a winning record when they fired him, but he'd worn out his welcome with the...
Well, John Harbaugh, man. I mean,
well,
went to the Super Bowl.
They went to Dennis Erickson after Mariucci. Yeah, no, I think I'm right about that. I think they went to Dennis Erickson.
And by the way, that was the Aaron Brooks Saints. Remember, the Aaron Brooks Saints were pretty good.
Oh, Aaron Brooks, let's go.
They were pretty good. That's why he moved over to San Francisco, and then they offered him a coaching job in Green Bay. And he hasn't been horrible there. Obviously, they've won a Super Bowl. I remember because it was against my Steelers. So, but I think that is the, that's... Aaron Rodgers might have won in spite of Mike McCarthy.
Well, and let me pose this, and I'm going to say this, and then we need to go to break, and we can talk about this after so you guys can digest on this for a second. Could this be a situation exactly like Pete Carroll, where at the end of the day, he can rebound? It's a stupid mistake that we are going to look as one of the catalysts to the season, but he can overcome this if the team believes and gives him the opportunity. So could it be that, or could it be worse? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. It is Bogman of the Welsh. It's In This League. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
No!
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports, but you are sick of professionals using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, you've got to try the Props Builder tool at Where Bogman? It's not fair. MyBookie.ag. It's not fair. I just testing. MyBookie.ag. Bogman
knows
that.
You do
the
reads. I'm tweeting. I'm answering questions for people. Just do the read.
MyBookie.ag, my friends. Forget having to create multiple lineups. Ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up for a new account using the promo code FNTSY, you, my friends, you're going to receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches. No experts to compete against. Just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag, enter promo code FNTSY on sign up. Choose that matchups using the props builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY. I got another thing I could push to that too, Boggs.
What's
is that? I think this, maybe I'm wrong about this, but like this time of year, we know that there is kind of a drop rate in football. Not necessarily that like people stop caring so much about football, but like fantasy football, if you kind of you drop down, you know, then you stop caring about your teams. Then maybe you're not so focused on watching the games when you get into Sundays. If you are in and experiencing any of that, the way we know we are so dialed into sports right now, and if anybody denies it, they're completely wrong. Fantasy sports is one of the biggest pushes, and gambling are one of the biggest pushes to the success of these sports. You got to have something invested. Is just a little something invested.
Just
in
a little
anything.
Something
yeah.
somewhere.
Watch a little
right.
basketball. You watch a little Chicago Milwaukee. Like, who wants to watch Chicago Milwaukee with the Bucks and the Bulls play? No one wants to do that. You got a little scratch on it. Maybe you got a little Eric Bledsoe, a little Zach LaVine. Now we're cooking. If you're dialed out because of fantasy, places like MyBookie, go, you know, go do a little prop bet. Get some prop bets on.
A little scratch. Well, yeah. Put, you know, turn a $100 into $600. Do a, you know, three-team parlay.
Yeah.
Do that.
I mean, but also you just do some props, man. You know, like, hey, 200 first half yards for Drew Bledsoe. Let's go right. rock something like that. Click yes.
I mean, Drew Bledsoe doesn't play anymore, but yeah.
Or Drew Brees. Did I say Drew right. Bledsoe?
He did say Drew Bledsoe, right. I mean, I don't know. I think the prop would be that would pay out way bigger because he'd have to come out of retirement and get signed by someone and get installed all in one week.
Like, but, legit, dude. Like, I did this in one of my updates. What was it? It was a Lamar Jackson, and I listened back to it, and I said Lamar Miller. And
Lamar
like,
Miller.
He
might start for the Ravens next week. He got traded.
We got to get a sponsor on board. I know there's some companies that do like the pills for memory and stuff. Like I need something. Like we're going down like in a we're going down in blazing glory here. Like we need to stop this train and we need to get it fixed. I just said Drew Bledsoe. Why would Drew Bledsoe be the default thing in my brain if I'm thinking about Drew Brees? I love Drew Brees.
Drew Bledsoe, I don't know.
I don't know why you would think of Drew Bledsoe.
The only thing I can think of is that Scott Van Pelt drew blood so much he needed a blood transfusion.
Oh, was that like old school Sports Center?
Yeah, it was a Sports Center ad. So.
See, you remember that ridiculous thing right there. Why would anyone remember that? Yet I can't say Drew Brees. I say Drew Bledsoe.
Well, dude, you just said the read, and then I'm doing something else even a little bit, and you're like, yeah, what was that again? I'm like,
I can do three.
Drew Bledsoe much you needed a transfusion.
Here's how my brain is wired.
My memory stopped at the year 2000. That's it.
I can do three things at once. You remember all things. I don't remember anything. You can barely do one thing at once. That's like the difference between us. You have like a photographic memory, but you don't even know where we are in space. I know exactly where we are. I could do multiple things, but you asked me to recall 4 seconds ago. I'm just like, Icky Woods.
Icky Woods.
Okay. Like whatever.
You're over there doing the Icky shuffle. I gotcha.
I guess, man. All right. So when we went to break, I actually do remember this. I was setting up the stage to say like, okay, you and I both think Mike McCarthy is a bit ridiculous right now. You do have to acknowledge, though, and I think this is important in, you know, the sports talk banter of like, off with his head, call for him to be fired, horrible play call, he needs to be gone. I know we feel like that, but there's There's a couple things in place here is that Mike McCarthy is Aaron Rodgers. I almost said Aaron Jones is Aaron Rodgers' guy. Like, that's his guy. That's a big move that he's going to have to sign off on. I don't care what anyone says. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to sign off on them moving away the coach that has been with him for as long as he has. And also take the situation like with Pete Carroll. you know, a horrifically idiotic play call in the biggest moment and the biggest stage in sports. He does it. You would think, all right, he's just got to screw up a little bit and they're going to let him go. It's not. He'll never forget that moment. No one's going to probably remember. I mean, but this might be remembered a little bit because of how important that game
was.
Well,
if he gets fired, you know, this is going to be the play that everybody remembers, especially if he gets fired this week. Even if I don't think he'll make a worse call.
He's not going to get fired this week. I would say there is zero chance he is not the Packers coach.
They would have done it already, you know, if he is going to get fired.
You can't do that.
Saturday, he would have been gone.
Aaron Rodgers. They are not going to fire a head coach unless Aaron Rodgers wants him out of here, which that could be another story. I mean, Aaron Rodgers breaking news like, you know, we need to get this Aaron Jones guy the ball more, like him. Whoa. And like him and Mike McCarthy like didn't realize that, like didn't know that that was happening.
Aaron Jones, can I do a lap real quick? Can I do a success lap on Aaron Jones?
You and the rest of the internet.
How good is Aaron Jones?
he's pretty good. I mean, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good, isn't he? And remember, I mean, the whole offseason, I was calling for that guy. I don't usually toot my own horn. I usually make fun of myself with the mistakes that I make. You know, I told everyone to take DJ Moore instead of Julian Edelman. That hasn't worked out.
No,
but
it hasn't.
I mean, Edelman's not, you know, fantastic. He's good, but he's not what everybody thinks he's going to be. So... But DJ Moore is getting better, so we'll see at the end of the year.
Okay,
but anyway,
wait, you mean self-deprecating, or were you just defending?
I was trying to.
That didn't work so well.
Self-deprecating. I mean, I told everybody to take Dalvin Cook and Leonard Fournette. That hasn't worked out. So,
but then Bogdan would be like, but Dalvin Cook is healthy, and Leonard Fournette did have 24 carries last week. Like, you're not very good at taking your own blame.
Up with Aaron Jones, you're doing all right, right? Aaron Jones has been fantastic.
He has been. No, I mean,
I'm going to say this right now. I don't know if you're going to buy into it or not. Aaron Jones, I think he's going to finish strong. He's going to be that borderline first rounder. I'm not going to sit here and call him a first rounder, but he's going to be that guy you take early in the second round.
Boy, hot take. Can you do the thing that like the Migos guys do? The bloop, like, how do they do that? Do it. No, not the I'm not an actual
What's
chicken
Migos
sound.
Migos guy. I don't know what that is.
No, you know how they do the like. Bloop. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. What? No.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Damn it. When the rappers like are in the background, they're like, yeah, ba-doop, and they're like making sounds and stuff.
I don't know what that
it's the rapper is. Sound. What's the sound? I'm literally going to type this in. Migos rapper
What's
sound.
What's Migos? That sounds like a cereal.
It's,
you know I don't like cereal.
It's not cereal. It's the band. You know who Migos is.
I don't know who Migos is.
I don't know what that thing that they do.
I'm old.
It's like a chirp. It's like... Ba-da-da-da.
A chirp?
Yeah, they do like a rapper chirp.
That's a chirp, right?
What was it?
Ba-da-da.
Yes, that. Yeah. Like the bird. Do it again.
Ba-da-da.
Yeah, there you go. Like that's what I was...
Birdman.
Yeah, like Birdman did it, but it's Migos thing now. It's a little more, there's a little bit more, less bird to it. What was that? Yeah, not so much.
No, not so much.
I was looking, okay, I mean, we went off the rails there because I couldn't think of what Migos sound was. I was just looking for like, your hot take needed like a, it's some like hype man behind that. So
first rounder,
that's kind of a hot take because I don't agree.
You don't agree that he's a so I how high can he go? Is he at least a second rounder?
Yeah, I think the possibilities are. Here's my problem is I think through the last like 4 weeks of the season. Between everything that we've done, or really anybody, is we start to keep getting into this conversation of like, oh, this guy's got like first round potential. We're putting too many players as first round. There's not enough room for players to be in the first round.
And you don't say in the first round.
Yeah,
it's called a qualifying word. So you
don't. But you really think Aaron Jones is in the same territory as Christian McCaffrey?
I think he could be. I think if they give him enough
ifs and buts, Bog. Ifs and buts is my problem here.
But I was also right about Christian McCaffrey, wasn't I?
Yeah, but Jamal Williams could also be. Like if we're doing the ifs and buts game.
I don't think so. I don't think Jamal Williams can't catch the ball as well as Aaron Jones. Jamal Williams can be a bruiser, but he can't catch the ball as well as Aaron Jones. He's not a complete back like Aaron Jones is.
Like I get Okay, so I guess I have a hard time in the process of this. I mean, if I'm looking here, his last 2 weeks, he's been absolutely nuts. I think I'm looking at like a, I think this is a full point league that I'm looking at where he scored 32 and 27 points in his last 2 weeks. And I mean, the guy has in top 15 carries and he's been doing a lot. This most recent week, he only had 40 rushing yards, but he hauled in five passes for 63 yards and another touchdown. So two touchdowns in there.
They got six games left. And here's the schedule. Next one is at Minnesota. That's tough. Then they got Arizona at home. Then they got Atlanta at home.
They're on the road
against Chicago, which is a tough one. They're on the road against the Jets, and then they're at home against Detroit. Those are going to be some big weeks where Aaron Jones is going to eat, as long as he's not hurt. Against the Cardinals, Falcons, Jets, and Lions, he's going to go nuts those last couple. Because he's going to win people championships.
I don't disagree with that. Now, I think I've processed what where I'm trying to get with this. You said he's a potential first rounder, right?
Yes. No, I said borderline first rounder. So okay. I'm not going to put him in the top 12, but I could see him going somewhere between, 13 and 17.
So a second rounder.
Yeah, but a early second rounder.
But in the second, not the first ever.
Borderline first rounder. So maybe he could be 12.
So an outside the first rounder.
He could be 12.
Okay. So there's my point. This is where I was getting to my point. I don't see a single scenario where he can be a first round pick. Now, this year, when we looked at drafts, there was a really interesting kind of wheel situation that was going on where there were, these really good wideouts. And then there was this little collection of running backs.
Wideouts might get buried. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that.
That's the only scenario. Like, they could absolutely get buried, and that's what would that's how it would happen.
What I'm trying to say is, so this year you had these occasional, like Christian McCaffrey might have slipped in. You had Dalvin Cook, who was commonly there. Joe Mixon, that was a little bit of a reach. But then you had a couple guys that never got there. Like Jordan Howard never got there. Devontae Freeman never got there. Here's where I'm basing this. I don't see one single situation, unless Aaron Jones goes off for 150 yards every game the rest of the year and you want to buy it. I still think that's a question. I don't think he can penetrate the first round in any scenario. Because I think from a tier perspective, we have such a nice, good clump of running backs. And off the top of my head, it's like, Gurley, Johnson, Elliott. We're going to have Bell back. Christian McCaffrey's in there. Joe Mixon, James Conner.
Here's the list. And I just kind of whipped it up here. So let me see if I'm missing anybody else. We got Zeke, Mixon, CMC, Saquon, Connor, Bell, Fournette, David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, Kamara, Cook, Gurley, Hunt.
Okay.
That's 13 running backs. You're right. All 13
backs.
Of those guys are probably, I tell you what, 12 of those guys at least, I think some people are going to write Fournette all the way off.
Okay. And that's okay. So you have 12 guys that are hands down without question above. And then we haven't even counted the wide receivers that are in there. So that's why I would say I personally think, and by the way, Bogdan, put out a poll here on this because I think we should see if he finishes strong, can he be a second, a third, or a fourth rounder? Because I think fourth round is incorrect. I think second round is going to happen, but I think the sweet spot is the third round. We saw Joe Mixon sit right at that 24-25 spot. I think Aaron Jones could be the prime wheel pick to third round guy if he finishes strong. There's a possibility he could break into the second round, but I'm going to say due to lack of high volume. Also, I'm not so sure he's going to finish major strong, especially if the Packers do begin to struggle a little bit, that I think he's going to sit right in that third round. But I'd be curious to see where the perception is, because you were obviously very high. You were very right about him. He's on a very good trajectory, but I think that might be just a tad bit too high to be anything above mid-second round.
I definitely think higher than mid second round because, I mean, the other thing we're not factoring in is we got 6 weeks left. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get hurt bad.
But what does that mean for next year?
It means that they may not be healthy coming
Saying like someone's going to like damage their season in the future.
I mean, yeah, it usually happens. It happened to, you know, how high was Deontay Foreman going to go this season? And then he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
He was really sorry. I mean, that's like if Aaron Jones tore his Achilles, he would be exactly where Deontay Foreman was
at this point
last season.
Of all the players you've talked about, you are going to now throw in going into next year guys like, you know, Kerryon Johnson, you're going to have guys like Devontae Freeman. You're going to have guys like Jordan Howard. You know, Jerick McKinnon is going to come back and McKinnon's he should be fully healthy.
I did think about him, but I think I'm taking Aaron Jones over all those guys.
And maybe so. That's why I think he's going to be a fascinating guy to watch. But regardless of it, what it turns back to is like we had this question where someone said, I traded Aaron Jones for Mike Evans and I really want to, you know, he said self-murder. He's so upset with himself about it.
Self-murder.
This game is pretty brutal. Maybe it's going to hurt a little bit, but as we said, like that's the type of move you make in a redraft league if you are really good at running back. Now, hopefully you didn't do that where, you know, you had Aaron Jones and then maybe you kept, you know, a questionable guy with a half decent guy,
but you got a
big, big return. There's no guarantees, but I do think you're right. And it'll be fascinating to look where, and I always love doing this because like last year, the amount of championships won with Todd Gurley on the team because he was I took him in the wheel of a 16 round draft last year. Aaron Jones is going to probably be one of those guys that's on a very, very high percentage of teams that are going to win. If you're still in it, that guy is going to be doing some serious, serious damage, probably alongside a couple other really damn good running backs that you have in your roster.
It's going to be so close because some people are going to write off Bell because he didn't play for a year. Someone's going to get hurt, and there are going to be people that are out on Cook and Fournette. So, like you said, this is all running backs without receivers. So,
yeah. So, Bogman, you got the poll out there?
I got the poll out.
All right. So, when we come back, we'll give you some early results, and you guys can go vote on it if you want at Bogman Sports. That's a Twitter handle. Throughout the show, we can take a look at that. We've got a whole bunch more. We've got DFS. We've got Week 11. Might hit a little bit of basketball. And I want to talk to you about two of the worst trailers I've seen in the last couple years for two blockbuster movies that are coming out. We'll pit them against each other, and you tell me if any of them are even salvageable.
Blockbusters are on their way.
They just, I can't begin. We'll talk about it here shortly. So don't go anywhere. More In This League with Bogman and Welsh. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In This League
is cooking.
Welcome back. In This League, inthisleague.com, the In This League fantasy podcast. They're all available for you. And inthisleague.com has got a place for all of our shows, the Fantasy Black Book, all the ITL shows, the basketball, the football, the baseball, prospect one, the college shows. We've even got NBA takeaways listed up there. So what are you waiting for? Go check us out. And you could come have so much fun over at patreon.com/ITL Army. Two exciting things on the horizon. One, we just started up our Secret Santa, ITL Secret Santa. We have all the people. Do you have your person, Bogman?
Yes, I got. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to even, like, everyone's all like buying presents right now. And I'm like, I'll do that later. Like, I don't have time right now. Like, I'll send it out soon. They'll get it before Christmas, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe. So. Yeah. Bogman, you gonna Amazon it?
Yeah. What else am I going to
do? Little Amazon self-wrap.
Actually, I think I did buy Etsy. I bought something from Etsy last year.
Okay. Yeah. And then the big one, though, is the Deckar Balls special, which will be for ITL Army members. It'll be a live stream. And
I need to start drinking.
No, you need to not.
Well, I need to have some type of a tolerance. I think
you shouldn't eat that day. And I think you shouldn't drink for a month.
Okay. wrong. I need to eat on the show, before and during the show.
You're going to be eating saltine crackers, just our like, guy, nyang, nyang, nyang.
Our guy, Evan, he was like, he came into Thursday Night Football the other night, like in the third quarter. And I'm like, where have you been? He's like, I was over at my buddy's house watching the game. Did I miss the feeding?
The feeding.
I'm like, yes, you did miss the feeding. I did already eat. So oh my five gosh. Guys. On yeah, Thursday.
You're treating like a zoo animal.
Yeah, whatever. As long as you keep feeding me.
There's like, nah, nah, nah. They're like the little kids that get like the, you know, the little pellets and they go feed the goats. People just say it's to people, the pellets of the Venmo. And then you just like, nah, nah, five
I'm
guys.
Just fat and lazy like all zoo animals.
Does anyone ever ask you? Do you have to like break down the food?
Not really. No, I mean,
not that embarrassing.
No, I've never broken down the food like, oh, you need the consistency. I'm like, this is really good. I did hate the fries from Five Guys. They're terrible.
Oh, really? Are they too like salty. Burger King?
Way too salty.
Too salty.
I mean, they're not that bad.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I would like some potato with my salt.
What does that even mean?
Means they're too salty.
What? Like McDonald's fries are salty?
Yeah. Imagine if they had triple the salt on them.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. They're ridiculous.
They sound great.
Yeah. They're terrible.
A little ketchup on it.
I don't do ketchup.
No, I feel like those are what you should get because those will retain all the liquids in your body if you have like four fries. Do that
That's
for the
true. Soak up all the liquor.
Yeah. So the Deck Our Balls special.
I have four orders of fries and a loaf of bread. I'll be good.
You'll definitely be good. It's where Bogman and I, we will sing carols that people can they can buy on us. They can have us do things at the whim of Venmo. And we drink and have a merry old time on a live stream. It's for your entertainment.
It's like... like if cam girls were funny and ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like every your hands
and
are
you don't
above
have to
your
do
desk.
A conversion rate. It's just Venmo.
Yeah. 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 So. Exactly. There's no tokens. both. You don't have to worry if someone walks in the room too much. You know, like maybe a little bit. You might want to mute it a little bit because Bogman will be like, ah.
Yeah. I do say ridiculous things.
So. Yeah. All the things
and
that
cry.
Happen. So, sure. So you can support in this league when you do it. Check us out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We would love to have you. Bogman put out a poll as we were going to break. And if Aaron Jones finishes the season strong, what round should he be taken in for 2019 fantasy football drafts? Bogman, would you like to talk about the results or would you like me to?
Yeah. So the lowest right here, you've looked at it, right?
I am staring at it right now. Okay. Yeah. And you have three choices. Where will he be taken next year if he finishes strong? Second round, third round, and fourth round. And it's early voting, though, too.
Fourth round is the lowest at 22%. Second round is the second lowest at 35%. So most people agree with you right now, the Welsh, 43%.
Yeah. And I mean, we know.
Third round.
I mean, at this point, huge finish. People, I think, would naturally say the second round. But I'm telling you, even if it's a really, really big finish, and this is coming off of a great week, when push comes to shove, I think people are going to not have Aaron Jones in the second round. But I think he would be a very popular. I mean, imagine starting a draft off and getting Todd Gurley and then, you know, wrapping around second to third, getting like A.J. Green and Aaron Jones.
I like that.
I mean, that's to be pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. There's going to be a lot of good wideouts that are going to be available in the second round as well. That's why that's another reason why I tend to think when the big horde of running backs go, that then those wideouts that are sitting there, they're going to start to drop and there's going to be a run there. So the end of the second round is going to be where people are. You know, they're going to be put to the test. Maybe Leonard Fournette's still sitting out there, you know, and then you've got Aaron Jones and maybe the Jordan Howards and, you know, some guys like that. And that's what I think leads to Aaron
Jones
being a third round.
Jordan Howard is not in Aaron Jones's area right now. It's because he's splitting with Cohen and neither is Cohen because they're splitting. So Aaron Jones is a guy. Now, at the beginning of the season, it was, well, what's going to happen? Ty Montgomery, we've got Jamal Williams, and we've got Aaron Jones. And, you know, I know Aaron Jones was suspended, so that bumped him down a little bit. A lot of people were believing in Jamal Williams. Even more people in PPR.
Well, also,
Ty Montgomery was the guy. So,
well, something changed, too, in the Packers, because before this season, they would just go to a guy. Like that was their deal. Like it wasn't a split situation. If Jamal Williams was the back, He was the back for the game. So that was what, especially that was a lot of my argument to say, well, he's going to get the first crack. If he finds some success, they're not going to give a ton of opportunities to the other guy. But lo and behold, they changed that narrative with their team. They did start going into kind of a committee-ish situation, especially when Aaron Jones got back. And then sure enough, the guy has been pretty awesome.
So we listed those 13 running backs. Right?
Yeah.
Zeke, Mixon, CMC, Saquon, Connor, Bell, Fournette, David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, Kamara, Cook, Gurley, Hunt. Just doing a quick blow through of these wideouts. AB, OBJ, Devontae Adams, Thielen, Hopkins, Thomas, Julio, Tyreek Hill. Is there anybody else you would want to put in that group? Maybe Mike Evans, AJ Green?
Maybe. I think when you get into Mike Evans, AJ Green, those are going to be question marks. I think people will still go to them over Aaron Jones.
Yeah, let me look at preseason ranks just to make sure we're not missing anybody else here.
I don't think so. I think
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's
having a bad year.
Well, I think guys like Keenan Allen are going to be really close to Aaron Jones. I think that's the territory. That's why I think there's a big run of running backs with some wideouts, maybe a running back or two sprinkled in, and then third round is prime territory where people start pouncing. And I think we're properly looking ahead at this.
If you put Keenan Allen in that group and I added AJ Green, that's 23 players.
Okay.
Well, so that would make him a borderline second round pick.
Yeah, second to third round.
That's where
I think he is.
I feel like he can finish ahead of some of these guys. Plus, I feel like running back is going to be so strong in the first round. I feel like, I don't know, it's going to push some of these wideouts down. So maybe running backs pick up a little bit more than they did even last season when everyone was taking running backs, it seemed. There might be drafts where there's not a wide receiver taking the first round.
I think that's very likely. All right, I got to change tune here because the world is speaking to me, and this is not a bit. I'm not joking. I promise you in my heart of hearts, this just happened. So I've been teasing for two segments about these two movies that I want to talk about. We're not just a fantasy show. We're not just a sports show. We're a pop culture show. That's what In This League is all about. And I told you there are two trailers out right now for movies that look so bad. As you were talking, one of those trailers came up. I wish I was joking. And I didn't hear the sound. I'm just staring at it in the office here at with the TV. Just looking at it is embarrassing to me. Bogman, I want to lay this out, and I need to know. I need to get your vote, and I want you guys to tweet. I don't care. It could be hot takes. Maybe I am way off base. Maybe I remember we did not get a lot of love when we talked about the it's just making me sick thinking about it. The live action Aladdin they're going to do, and Will Smith is going to be the genie, and we crapped on that. Not a lot of love on that. That's okay. So if you don't agree with the takes here, totally fine.
It should have been The Rock.
100% should have been The Rock. Two movies right now that their trailer to me is doing them no favors, and I have no trust in these movies. I will not spend one dime in the theaters. I won't rent them on demand. I probably won't give them it's possible one of them I might give, pending how reviews end up looking, might give them love at the Red Box, but I'm waiting for them to come on HBO or maybe even TNT, because one of them is going to be a TNT. Like, they're going to play it over and over on TNT, and you know which one I'm talking about. Two movies out right now. Their trailers are god-awful. Aquaman.
Okay, and I knew one of them was Aquaman.
And the new Robin Hood.
Oh, that looks like trash.
Will you do me a favor? You got them up here?
Mm-hmm.
Bogman's going to play these. Let's see if the audio plays any different here. We tried to find a little bit of a shorter one here for Aquaman, but it's like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So follow along and just live in the moment for a minute and imagine Blake Lively with just redder hair than an apple.
It's not Blake Lively.
Yeah, it is. What's her name?
No, it's not. It's Amber Heard.
Same person. They are literally the same person.
And no.
Both been married to Ryan Reynolds.
Amber Heard was married to Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
They're not the same person. No, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Oh, and then Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Secret Window was on last night. I like that movie.
Yeah, well, Johnny Depp, he did some stuff to Amber Heard that got people questioning why is he in any movies right now.
Oh, man. Is he Harvey Weinstein?
No, not that type of stuff. More of the like LaShawn McCoy stuff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, not in a good place.
Maybe he got a little too into Secret Window.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Did you ever see that one?
I did. It's actually a great movie. All right. So let's start with what could be the better of two evils, Aquaman.
My father was a lighthouse keeper. My mother was a queen.
It's usually a good combo.
But life has a way of bringing people together.
We could unite our worlds one day.
Check it out. Arthur is talking to the fish.
He's at an aquarium and the fish are defending him.
They made me what I am. Permission to come aboard.
He's on a sub.
I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
Your half-brother, King Horn.
It's ridiculous.
Explain this. They have sharks as horses.
The only way to stop this war is for you to take.
They're causing tsunamis.
Trust me, I am no king.
But I like Amber Heard.
Do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
Who's not Blake Lively.
That was the worst pep talk ever.
I want to strap in.
It looks like the Star Wars world from episode one.
My brother!
And now they're fighting gladiator style in a water arena.
I call it an ass whooping.
Yeah, the people are really into it.
All right, just stop this.
But he's lifting a sub out of the sky here. This is amazing.
That is utterly embarrassing. Like, the audio gives it some perspective. The graphics looked worse than the underwater city in Star Wars. I was waiting for the frog people to show up. It's not good. All right, but even worse is Robin Hood with Taggart Egerton from the whatever movies,
The Kingsman,
which are great movies, and Jamie Foxx. And I don't like Jamie Foxx in anything he does anymore, and this is at the top, so please play the trailer.
You didn't like
trailer.
Him singing the national anthem? It was
worse
than Fergie.
Everything is bad. Spider-Man, horrible. Everything he does is just atrocious right now, outside of the character name I can't name in Horrible Bosses. The first one. The second one was garbage. So play this minute trailer of Robin Hood, which actually I think potentially looks like the worst movie of the year.
You wanted to steal. Now's your time.
He stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
What else you got?
I call him Robin Hood.
Is this like supposed to be in today?
Nice
time?
Ring to it, don't you think?
No. One thing is the sheriff and power, the money.
I want to hit the treasury itself.
How would you do it?
Set up a meeting. Everyone is with us.
This is
suicide.
The danger's what makes it fun.
I don't understand, because he's just wearing, like, a structure sweater.
This is our crusade!
There are too many of them.
What, for you and me?
Did that guy have a cell phone?
I think he did.
£1,000 for the man who brings me on!
This is not going to end well.
Here's the deal. That accent that Jamie Foxx had is so embarrassing that he would do.
Well, it's not even an accent. It's just him lowering his voice.
No, and he was like, hey, got to steal. He was doing an accent. You go back and listen to it.
No, I don't think
the very beginning, he's like, Robin Hood. He's doing an accent. It's like Michael Bay's Robin Hood. It's blow up, explosions, flashy. They're riding horses like they're riding motorcycles.
They're not even trying with these costumes either. I mean, that's a huge detail.
It's like Assassin's
for me. It's not a
Creed's
deal breaker.
Robin Hood.
But yeah, I mean, this guy's wearing a peat coat, robbing these trains.
Dude, he's wearing the coats that you see advertised like on Amazon and stuff. It's like, hey, want to wear the coat that's like from Assassin's Creed? It's embarrassing. That movie, every aspect of it is, they were just like, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. We want Jamie Foxx's character from Horrible Bosses. He's going to be the leader guy. We're going to take, we're essentially doing, what would you just call it? The Kingsman's Robin Hood version. It's going to be flashy, explosions, people are jumping around, they're jumping off
selling drugs.
Yep, right. There's a girl that's really hot and she's going to get Robin Hood all hot and bothered. It looks so, how do the Robin Hood movies keep getting worse? They keep getting, the last best one, Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves. Yeah, that's Prince my favorite Thieves. One.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. All right. So I would like to know, we got to go to break here. Tweet, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Which one looks horrible? And if you agree, they both look like the two worst movies of the year. DC is going to regret Aquaman. I very, very much anticipate it. But we will be back, my friends. Don't go anywhere. More in this league. Bogman the Welsh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.